was raised by Elliot Fuchs, the two Elliot Fuchs, not the one in the Kollel, but the other Elliot Fuchs from Teaneck originally. So he had asked me about these rubber covers on the Tefillin Shayad, whereby it doesn't cover, it doesn't come down the whole way, it comes down only a little bit, but it protects the corner so it doesn't get ruined, but most of it is exposed. Is there any value in doing so? When they look at the packaging, it says Rav Asher Weiss approves this, it's a nice hidden mitzvah one should do, and it's also better because when you see the bracha on it, it's mostly uncovered. Is this such a value? Is this a worthwhile investment? So this starts off in a sugya that at the end of Shulchan Aruch and Simon Chaf Zayin Hilchos Tefillin. And Sif Yud Alef, the Shulchan Aruch writes that when it comes to Tefillin Sharosh, the din is Tov Liosim Gluyim Venirim. It's best that the Tefillin Sharosh should be noticeable, it should be visible, it's better, it's good, not that you have to. What's the reason? To Mishabur quotes in the Pasuk, V'rocha Ame Arts V'gomer, that the Ame Arts will see the Tefillin Sharosh and become fearful of it. They want to see the Tefillin Sharosh should be exposed. As opposed to Tefillin Shayad, the Ramah writes, U'bishayad Ein Lahakbit Imhem Gluyim Omechusim. Ain't akbar that you could leave them exposed, leave them covered, whatever you want. There is no preference according to the Ramah. Mishnah Berurah, however, says, Mikol Makom Lechadchila Tov Yosel Lechasim, it's better to cover Tefillin Shayad. It should be an oath to you, yourself, and not to be exposed to the world. So it's a lechumra, but not that one has to do so. So how should one cover it? So typically one should cover it using, you know, their shirt. That's a great way to cover it. Problem is, two issues with that. Number one is you might rip your shirt. I've done this in the past. The bar mitzvah kid, who needs it? Who needs the cover, right? You put your shirt over, you rip your shirt, so it rips your shirt. That's one. Number two is by going back and forth with the garment of your shirt, you might end up rubbing off the corners, and it has to be ribu, it has to remain square in a cube. That could be a problem as well. So there is an advantage of using the cover, the box, a regular box that we speak of. So what would be the issue with using the current box we have? Why would there be a need for a new type of box? What's wrong with the old one? So there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Tes, which talks about, very appropriate, we're going to be learning Baal Tosef in Shir the next couple of days in the Kollel, but it talks about Baal Tosef adding on an extra box of a tefillin, a fifth box or another box, another parsha. So there the Gemara says that Rabbi Zera holds a bias chitzon she'eno roes ha'avir puzzle. If the bias, the tefillin shel Yad Rosh, does not see the outside, it's a puzzle tefillin. You can't put a cover over your Sharosh, you can't put a cover over Shayad, it's going to be puzzle. So that's what Gemara says. So there is a Tosos in Menachos Daf Lamed Heaven Aleph, which talks about something called the Mabrasa. Mabrasa is machlok is what it means. So there is one opinion that's referring to where you take the strap of Tefillin and Ritzua, you wrap it over the Tefillin Shayad. So what would the problem be with that? So Tosos says, he says, Ein Nir Lipsol, there's no reason to passel such a Ritzua that's wrapped over the base, the Tefillin Shayad. Why not? So he has three different explanations why wrapping Tefillin over the box is not a problem, and pay attention to each one of the three reasons how it would or would not apply to the boxes that we have. So he says, there's no reason to disqualify the bias, the Beisha Tefillin Shayad, why? Because don't tell me it's possible because Eino Roa called bias that it doesn't see it's a Avir. We saw the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The bias has to see the Avir. So if you cover it with the Ritzua, it can't see the Avir. So he says, don't tell me that. That's not a psul. Number one is, the Lo Shayach Ein roha avir b'kia gavna ela ki chaver beis acharina. Only when you attach a cover to it, but to put a cover on and take it off easily, that's not a violation. Only when you attach it permanently would it be a problem. So that's not shayach to our current boxes. Second reason he says ve'od the shema beis achiton ein roha avir is lo shayach ela b'tfilin sharosh. When the Gemara says that the bias has to see the Avir, that might only apply to Tefillin Sharosh has to see the Avir. But the Tefillin Shayad may not have to see the Avir. Now, although Tosus says B'derech Shema, the Rosh says B'derech Vadai. He says the inin of having to see the Avir only applies to Tefillin Sharosh. Tefillin Shayad does not have to see the Avir, which means you could put a box completely on your Shayad. There shouldn't be an issue. And the third reason he says, this is maybe the only reason why there's room for a Chumrah, he says, Ve'od, ki eretzua shenosna abayis, the strap you put over the bias of the zro of the arm, ein machasa ka bias. It doesn't cover the entire bias, el abayis asma mugula. The way it works is you put it, you know, there's a little flat part where the box, you know, the big box, they put the strap over the part that protrudes from the box. So the box itself is completely exposed. So the only reason for a chumrah, based on these three reasons of the Tosos, would be maybe the last varah. According to the first Vara, that the only time is a problem of not seeing Avir is only when you attach a new box. Our boxes are not attached. The second reason he says, it might only apply to Tefillin Shayad, not Tefillin Shayad. But the third reason that you have to have the bias exposed, how much it needs to be exposed, that would be the only place of a chumrah. So our batan that we normally use, the covers, most of it's covered. There's a little hole on top and a little area below it that most of it's actually covered. These new boxes, it has a new chumrah, that the new boxes are mostly exposed, and maybe that's the only reason for a chumrah, this third reason. Now the issue is, when the Rush quotes the reasons of Tosfos, he ignores the final reason entirely. He doesn't seem to be concerned at all with how much of it is exposed. He seems comfortable with the first two reasons, as long as it's not attached, and as long as it's, and also Tefillin Shorosh would be the only concern, therefore there's very little reason for any form of a chumrah. So that being said, the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Simen Lamed Beis, Sif Peches. He talks about different types of covers that are puzzle, but he says the types of covers that we have that you take on and off, he says that's not a problem, because it's not mechubar to the bias, and therefore it's not an issue. However, he says even though placing these boxes on top is not mevato, the mitzvah of tilin, he says, it's not appropriate to do so. The Aruch HaShulchan felt that you shouldn't put any cover at all on top of the Tefillin Shayan. But the Piskei Tshuvos quotes that the Minhag Olam is clearly not that way. He does note that many Gedolim avoided putting any type of cover. He says, Gedolei Doros Nimnu Lagamrei Melaniach Kupsazo. They tried to avoid putting any boxes, but that being said, Minhag Olam is Lahakel Baseh, Apiaskamas Rabim, Migdolei Doros Achronim, and they end up putting a cover on like we do have, and they put a little neck, have a little hole on top, so it's not completely covered up. However, he pulls back and says, there's a practice, Yesh Lesali Kupsazu Metfilm, Bishas Hanach of Abracha. When you're saying the bracha, putting on, ideally, and you see some people do this, they take the box off, they say the bracha, put it on, put in Tefillin Shorosh on, and then afterwards they put the box back on. What's the reason for doing so? This way it's not considered mechubar, it's not considered permanent. So that's the suggestion. Rav Osner says this as well. He quotes from Rav Osner in the bottom here, that a person should ideally take off the box, say the bracha, and put it back on. I was in touch with Rav Reuven Mendelowitz. He wrote the book of Inside Stam. We're in touch from time to time from Eretz Yisrael. We actually ordered the tefillin for my son from him. He's going to, hopefully when flights go back, we'll get it in the right time from him. Either way, I'm in touch with him every so often. He listens to some shiurim. We go back and forth. So I asked him his thoughts today on this particular chumrah. He felt it was really unnecessary chumrah. He said it's a much more worthwhile chumrah not to ride scooters on Shabbos, a reference to another shiur I gave recently, which was funny. And then he said, if you want to take a chumrah, he felt a worthwhile chumrah, though he wouldn't recommend to tell someone to do this, but if you're looking for a chumrah, a much more worthwhile chumrah would be to take the box off when saying the bracha and put it back on afterwards. But to get the rubber ones, he felt it was really unnecessary. And he said, I heard Rabbi Leibowitz maybe say this, that Rabbi Yashiv said it was unnecessary to start changing what we have been doing for many, many generations to use this box. And come along and say the boxes aren't good anymore would be something new, and we should feel completely comfortable with using the current boxes and no need for an additional chumrah. Okay, we'll stop here. Mizrach Hashem, tomorrow.